is the Lord. Amen. Well, good evening, everybody. I want to minister along the lines of something that's very dear to all of our hearts. And for some of you, this will be a refresher. Amen. And also for many of you tonight, it'll be seed planted. But we're going to water it. Amen. And God's going to give the increase. Amen. So we have a Bible study tonight. So everybody sit down, relax, and let's get into the Word for a little while this evening. Tonight's message is called, Jesus is the King of Glory. In the book of Psalms, in Psalm 24, in verse 9 and 10 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Then in verse 10, who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Strong and mighty. Strong in battle. The King of Glory is in our midst tonight. He's in this place. Whether you can sense him, whether you can feel him, he's walking among us tonight. He is in this place. And he is to be glorified. Because we just sang, he is holy. Amen? Pastor Tom, he is the God of wonders. Amen. Love that song. Praise the Lord. So let's look at a few scriptures. Without taking the time to look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, you can look at it later, especially in the Amplified version. It's very rich. But verse 3 is the one that basically says that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. And that he is the exact imprint of God's nature. And as a result, he is upholding all things by the word of his power. Aren't you glad you're being upheld tonight?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that he's able to keep you from falling?
Yes.
And if you have fallen, he is the glory and the lifter.
Yes.
Amen. He is our God and he is glorious. Amen.
Yes.
So God has always declared a glory-filled earth. A glory-filled earth. For example now, we look at some scriptures here. Numbers 14 and verse 21. He says this, for as truly as I live. So we understand this, that God is kind of lifting up his hand. As truly as I live. This is covenant language. As truly as I live. The whole earth. Hallelujah. All the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Covenant language, all the earth. And that's what we are believing God for. Amen.
Yeah.
We are on the very, very, you know, Jesus is coming so soon.
Amen.
And before he comes, he will have his way.
Yeah.
There will be a harvest reaped. There will be so many awesome things happen. And you know what? It could happen in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen in a month. But we are expecting it, are we not?
Yes.
And then Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, for the earth shall be filled, now notice, with the knowledge of the glory. In other words, the glory is just not going to manifest and not people not know about it. From all backgrounds, from all religions. Amen?
Yeah.
Muslims are going to come to Christ by the millions. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's even testimonies of Muslims that have had visions of Jesus appear to them and let them know that he is truly the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Then Isaiah, with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
If you've ever been up in an airplane, you've gone across the Pacific Ocean or you've gone through over the Atlantic Ocean, it is something else, is it not? But just as the waters cover the sea, so shall the knowledge of the glory be revealed. And then, of course, in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 5, it says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So we could say it in the context of that verse, this is not hidden glory. This is visible glory. So someone might ask, well, what is the glory? Can you give us a working definition of the glory of God? Well, I'll try my best. But basically, glory is the manifested presence of God. The Hebrew word for glory, and I don't think I can pronounce it right, so it's K-O-V-O-D, kavod, perhaps. K-O-V-O-D. And it means heavy. It means weighty. One preacher said it like this, heavy with everything good.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
Have you ever noticed when the glory of God is among us and comes upon you, it's almost like there's a cloak on you.
Yes.
I mean, it's just like the spirit of glory is on you, and you know something's changed in the room.
Right.
Something's changed in your body.
Right.
The glory of the Lord, that's His manifest presence. It's heavy, it's weighty, it's extremely valuable.
Amen?
So kavod means weightiness that produces honor, splendor, and a visible manifestation of worth, of value. It also means great splendor, great brightness, magnificence. Glory, we could say it tonight, it is the atmosphere of heaven. The Bible talks about the eternal weight of glory. That's a beautiful thing. The weight of His presence is what the glory is. It is also the manifestation of the goodness of God. Now, when you study the Bible, you find out that God equates His glory with His goodness.
Yes.
Amen. And so it's the revelation of His goodness. I like this one. It is the atmosphere of heaven invading the earth. It is the manifestation of the very love of God. Woo, glory to God. Let's just raise our hands and thank Him for His glory. God of glory. God of glory. We worship You. We magnify You tonight. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. Vrukestina obra pahali enene. We rivostanda. We are la poche le mene. We welcome You. We welcome the God of glory. Ha ha. So we open up our hearts tonight for the King of glory to come in. Woo, glory to God. So one of the descriptions of the glory of God is found in Joel chapter 2, verses 21 and verse 23. We'll skip verse 222. But notice he talks about the former days, the former glory, was in moderation. In verse 21, he says, "Fear not, O land, and be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things."
Yeah.
Amen. Has He done some great things in your life?
Yes.
Well, He's not done yet. Has He done some great things in our church?
Yes.
Yes, He has, but He's not finished yet.
That's right.
You know why? Because for each of us individually and us corporately as a church, He who has begun a glorious work in us, He will perform it and He will see to it that it continues on until He returns. Amen. I believe it. Amen. Songs coming out of heaven. Songs from the throne room. Songs of glory. Songs of worship. Songs of reverence. Songs of awe coming from the very presence of the Lord shall be revealed in this place. Obrikesta mala. Pray about the songs of heaven right now. Masokolitea. Avratashte. A download. A download. Aha. Thank You for downloading it. Masokolite. Maso. Oh, bakistea. Obrikesta manala. Kali nene. Rotamasongrigiste palana. Healing, 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 flowing through your voices. Healing, vrapasungle nishta, vrapasho, lindeze kupoli nekele atongle bashatai. O rapasite andala hala. Mangya no komya nana, yindi bo komya nani, ende nyantoko pokeline entea. Miano intia tiata om nyan nyan nyantoko utiste kamata. So open your mouth wide and be bold, saith the Lord, and give that which I've given you. Sing it out, speak it out, and the glory of the glory of the Lord shall be in manifestation. Come on, saints, pray. Songs of heaven. Downloaded. Ha ha, there's been so much downloaded already, PT, but there's so much more. Mashakopala nihe, mashakola matile, mashakola matea, songs, makishema, enemo kalyana okalyana ataliana ha. Mini oko poshele kalaton di gizundo makayana haya. Oro mati shene. You're in your right place. You're in your right lane. Ha ha ha. Continue on, says the Lord, for there are great things in store. Brakashonamakala. Open your mouth wide and sing the praises of me in the morning. Omrikishteyana, for I shall download unto thee, and I shall flow through thee in a greater way than ever before. Basakaline. Urabakasatali monde. Amiando. And you are koshele merende. And you shall play with a greater anointing. And you shall drum with a greater anointing. Ha ha ha. Bakasata yana. Urabakashite. Urabakasite yama. Hallelujah. I want our drummer to stand up, if you would, sweetheart. Stand up. Come on up here. Pakasite. Pakasite. Alamorokashene mene. Andabasata. And you shall play with a greater anointing. For these are the days of my glory. These are the days of my presence. And you shall drum. You can sit down, sweetheart. Go ahead and sit down. You shall drum even with a greater. Ha ha ha. Pakite ando la pakalito. Manyando kubutite ene makoti anaha. Ombonite andala makata. Oh, a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing doth come upon you. Ha ha ha. For you are drumming for me. You are drumming for me. Oh, let's lift our hands. Let's lift our voice. Samanini, ene mehe. Aniando, aniando. Oh, umashe matata lama kasata. Ha ha. You too, Michelle. You too. Come on up here. Kamashotro kashete, kaliano, 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 mataliana, o rabakasatalama. Go ahead. Sit right next to Brenda. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. And you two powerful women of God, get your hands on her, along with me. Ye kamocheta maha ha. O rabaha. Oh my. Ooh, yeah, songs. Songs of deliverance. Yay, brakasa. Lifting up your voice. Lifting up your voice. As you lift me up, saith the Lord, I will inhabit. Ooh, glory to God with my glory. I will inhabit with my presence. Oh my, 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 my. Krosama ande. A greater speech, a greater unction, a greater anointing. Hallelujah. Greater utterance in the name of Jesus. Oh, rabakasata. Oh, ho, 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 ho. PT, wow, it's going to be amazing. Woo, glory to God. Listen to our voice right now.
Hallelujah.
Listen to my hey, 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 hey. Glory to God. More, 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 more. Ha 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 ha. Yeni mo sanda, yili mo kongla. And even your thought life shall be infused with the very glory of the Lord. Your thought life. And you shall be quick, saith the Lord. And you shall see things that have been difficult for you to see. But oh yes, your thoughts shall be. Yeah, it's like an infusion. And this is for all of us. Afikasho matia. An infusion in our thoughts. An infusion. And geso koline ekele andola kasia. And you talk about creativity flowing. creativity, not natural creativity, but glorious creativity. Creativity coming from, oh, mande, same, 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 oh, rabakasata, oh, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Oh, rapakasatahaya. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. Oh, let's. Oh, glory to God. Yela Malone. Ha ha ha. Lord Gasisten Kalianana. Kaliano, let's pray a while. Mariongo Rishe de Mala. Afrodoni Nini a marked change.
Yeah.
A marked change in the quickening of the spirit in our thought lives. Amakerkosli ni anda, an increase of creativity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. An increase, saith the Lord. An increase. Bako shele mata. Yijinuku damanite yanamole yimpostani utoreya. Yeah, there's more, says the Lord. Oh, yeah, you're doing well. You're doing well. Oh. But the ideas shall flow. The creativity shall flow in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeni mahaya. Yeni mehehehe. Oh, rabasataha. It shall flow. It shall flow. It shall flow. The glory shall flow. The glory shall flow. And there shall be an increase of utterance. An increase of utterance. The anointing, the great grace upon the both of thee as you open up your mouth. Oh, brekistamana. Healing shall take place. Makarite. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And so in the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 21 and 23, he said, "Fear not, O land, and be glad and rejoice." I think we can rejoice in the glory. I think one of the earmarks of the glory being manifestation is that joyful sound coming out of the sons of glory, coming out of the daughters of glory. Amen. Ha ha. Glory to God. Let's just rejoice just for a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, we rejoice. We rejoice in the Lord our God. We rejoice in the Lord our God. Woo! Hallelujah. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, but also the latter rain in the first month. So now notice with me, the former rain was moderate. In other words, was measured, was limited, or was toned down. I don't really look at the Red Sea parting as something that was toned down. I don't really look at Elijah's miracles as something that was moderate. Or how about the fire on Mount Carmel?
Right.
To us, it's wow. To him, you ain't seen nothing yet. But he's telling us that God is promising us greater glory. And we're candidates for that in the church. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "The glory of this latter house, whose house we are." Whose house we are. "The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says the Lord. And in this place, I will give peace." In this house of glory shall be great peace. For anxious minds and for fearful hearts, when they come into contact with the glory I give shalom. I give peace. Peace is a manifestation of God's glory. Amen. And in this place, I'm going to give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And this is reserved for the latter house. The latter house is not a building. The latter house is the body of Christ. Can you handle a few more scriptures tonight? Hebrews 3:6 says, but Christ as a son over his own house. We are his house. Whose house are we? Especially when we hold the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. We are his house. You know, you can think of a lot of scriptures in terms of being his temple. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll walk in them. I'll dwell in them. I will be their God. And they shall be my people. What? Know ye not that you are the temple of God. And the Spirit of God and the Spirit of glory does dwell on the inside of each and every one of you. For you are not my own. You are not your own. You belong to me. You are my sons of glory. You are my daughters of glory. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And so what do we need to do? We need just to make sure we continue to glorify him in everything we do. As we go about our lives, let us purpose in our heart to glorify him. Magnify him. And as we walk in that path, and as we walk in that highway of holiness, we will become surely vessels of honor unto him. We shall be vessels of glory where the Spirit of the Lord flows through us like rivers of living water. Amen. Amen. Now in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, say it with me, I'm the temple of God. I am his.
I'm his.
Amen. He dwells in me. Now we need to be conscious of this next verse. In Colossians 1, 26 and 27, it says, even the mystery which hath been hidden from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Manifest to his saints. Verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory. Everyone say the riches of his glory. Man, I don't know exactly what all that means, but I like it. I mean, I just like reading it. So I'm going to read it again. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Read the rest with me. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now just point to yourself and say, which is Christ in me, the hope of glory. Not Christ beside you. Not Christ visiting you. But Christ in you. That's a song, isn't it? That they sing down there. I wanna learn that here. So you make sure you get the information to me or PT. It's a powerful song. And the more you sing it, and the more you recite it, and the more you declare it, the more real it will get to you. So say it with me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Now look at your neighbor and say, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now let's look at John chapter 14, verse 12. Amen. Downloading songs from heaven. I love that. Some of you may be getting some right now. Glory to God. No pressure, of course. John 14, 12. Not at all. Not ever. Amen. A lot of these things will come to you in the night seasons. Or in the shower. Amen. That's right. That's why being still is so important. For him to be able to download. Because I'm sure that he really desires to get our attention more than we actually are giving him. Okay? So, therein is a whole other message. But John 14:12, let's read it together. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Say this with me. He's talking to me. Let's start again. Verily, verily, I say unto you. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Greater works and greater glory go together. It surpasses what they saw in the old. Greater works in the greater glory. I believe with all of my heart that we're heading for greater glory than no other generation has experienced up to this point. Say with me, he's taking us on to greater. Smith Wigglesworth saw it. He related to Lester Sumrall, what he saw when they closed England and Lester had to move back from the UK to America. He visited Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth was in his 80s and he was a very, very powerful man of God, very holy man of God. And he began to prophesy some of the things that he was seen that he would not participate in. He knew he would be gone. But it had to do with the days we're in right now.
Praise God.
Oral Roberts saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Hagin saw it.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a few prophecies that Brother Hagin gave. The next wave is about to burst upon us in all its glory. Mm-hmm. And every one of us should be determined not to miss it. We have seen the wave called the healing revival. We've seen the wave called the charismatic movement. We've seen the wave of faith and the teaching of God's word. But now another wave is coming. It is the wave of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now understand this. This is a word church, but it is also a Holy Ghost church. We must have the word, but we almost must also have the spirit.
Yes.
It's the wave of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. We've seen the power of the Holy Ghost in a limited fashion, but a wave is coming that will bring his power on a higher level in a far greater measure than we've ever seen heretofore. I can see that wave way out yonder in the deep waters. It's coming. The waves of the Holy Ghost are building up higher. Don't stay on the old wave of yesterday. That's a good word, isn't it? But swim out to the deep waters of the spirit realm by praying in the Holy Ghost. Did you notice tonight we're praying in the Holy Ghost? We had the word, we had the spirit together, combined, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Swim out to the deep waters of the spirit realm by praying in the Holy Ghost and get on the next wave of God's purposes for this hour. Then keep on praying so you can ride that new wave as it builds and builds in divine power and glory. I'm convinced that the wave that is coming. Now listen to this. Talking about the latter rain, the former rain. I'm convinced the wave that is coming will be twice as high as the healing wave. The charismatic wave. And the faith wave. In fact, Dad said, it will be twice as high as all of them put together. And I believe it. And you believe it. And our faith is activated together. For he said, said I not unto thee, that if you would believe, that you would see the glory of the Lord. So your words are important this day and this hour. Your words individually, but also your words corporately. For in the corporate faith and in your corporate words, comes a greater, greater flow of my spirit. Oh, yes, 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 yes. This is what Jesus spoke to Mary or Martha when Lazarus was dead. He took his time getting there. And when he showed up, they looked at him and said, "Well, Jesus, surely he stinketh by now." And Jesus said boldly, "Didn't I say to you?" There's a mokeli dizikola maya. There's a lot of things going on in the world that are stinky. Amen. But God.
Amen.
We refuse to be overcome with evil, but we will overcome the evil with the goodness of God, with the love of God, and with the glory of God. And many that are in difficult, stinky situations, they'll turn to the Lord. For it is the goodness of the Lord. It is the glory of the Lord that leads men and women to repentance. So be it. So be it. Our corporate faith is vital in this. A new wave of glory. He went on to say, all the gifts of the Spirit will be in operation in the church in these last days.
Hallelujah.
I'm expecting that. Things stirring on the inside of you, PC. Yeah, just flow. Yes, flow. Yeah, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. I'll show you things. Ha, ha, ha. And I'll give you the wisdom as how to say them and how for them to be released. Brenda, you need to get your hands on Caleb too. Get your hands on him, sweetie. Oh, my. Glory to God. Yeah. Manifestations of healings, gifts 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 of healings, masikolamana, gifts of healings. Rokasite nemo rata yene. Patise ene kalinola manine nemonia namangala bakata. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just lift our hands and thank Him. Amen. All of the gifts of the Spirit will be in operation in the church in these last days. And the church will do greater things than the early church did. It will have greater power, signs, wonders that were recorded in the book of Acts of the Apostles. And he went on to say, we have seen and experienced many healings, but we will now behold amazing miracles that we've not seen before. We need to hear this. I need to hear this. We need to hear this so we don't lose heart.
Yes.
So that we're not so easily moved by what we haven't seen.
That's right.
But are thankful for what we have seen and have a greater expectation for the things that are about to come. Amen? This is a glory refresher for us. More and more miracles will be performed in the last days which are just ahead. For it is time for the gift of the working of miracles to be more in prominence. We now have entered into the era of the miraculous. And we must so call it tese. We must not limit miracles to inside of this building.
Yes.
For I'm a miracle worker.
That's right.
And I desire to move everywhere.
Yes.
In your relationships. in your family, in the marketplace. Remember, you are living, mobile, moving temples of my glory. Hallelujah. So what do you say? We just walk with Him. We don't try to make anything happen. But we stay prayed up. And we keep our spiritual antennas up. Availability. Amen. So, in closing, and I'm going to ask the musicians to come if you would. Praise the Lord. In closing, when Lazarus was raised from the dead, did they see the glory of God?
Yes.
Lazarus coming forth?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! That's the glory of the Lord.
That's right.
Again, Jesus said, if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. I mean, Lazarus is cold, he's dead, he's stinking. The next thing, he's sitting at the table saying, pass the biscuits, please. So are we in faith, guys?
Yes.
Hey, it doesn't take a truckload of people.
No.
No.
There's enough dunamis in this room.
Oh, yes.
Right here.
That's right.
There's enough vessels in this room to change
That's right.
A lot of things in the Bay Area.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. Everyone say, I have faith.
For the glory.
The last scripture I want to read to you is Psalm 29 and verse 9. Psalm 29 and verse 9. Notice with me the last part of that verse. And in his temple does everyone.
Yes.
Not just Mark and Brenda, Pastor Mark and Brenda. Not just PN or PC or Raul, whoever. Everyone.
Yeah.
In his temple,
yeah.
Does everyone release their faith?
Yeah.
And they speak of his glory.
Yes.
We're not here to argue. We're not here to analyze. We're here just to speak up. When we all say the same thing, the glory manifests. Speaking of his glory means to proclaim, to declare, to announce. So let's just say this before we sing a little bit. We declare the glory of the Lord,
over our lives.
The manifest presence of God.
The manifest goodness of God.
The manifest power of God.
We declare it.
In our lives
and in this church.